In December, President Salva Kiir directed the Interior, Defense and National Security Ministers to remove illegal checkpoints along the major highways from Juba leading to other states of South Sudan. Laruba Joshua, a driver in Yambio, he says the Western Equatorial State Government needs to follow the President's order and remove illegal checkpoints as joint security forces continue to extort money from drivers.
The money they are charging from us at the roadblocks is too much. In one checkpoint, you will find four tables and each table will want 15,000 SSP. Other demands 20,000 SSP. At least you must pay the money. A vehicle even can be stopped for just 500 SSP. We want the government to help us to remove the roadblocks so that we, the drivers, can help our citizens who want to travel to other states.
Another commercial driver who identified himself just as David, for fear of government reprisal, asks, why is it only Western Equatorial State that does not want to implement the president's order while other states remove their illegal checkpoints?
Is South Sudan divided into two? Why are Western Equatorial State is different? In Western Equatorial State, you find from one roadblocks to other. If there is order from the president, let it be executed because we are all South Sudan. We, the drivers, the issue of illegal checkpoints must be removed so that the poor innocent citizen who know nothing about dollar can survive. When a trader is taxed high on the roads, he pours the money on his goods to recover his money.
Chris Malish is the Western Equatorial State's Chamber of Commerce spokesperson.
The number of roadblocks that were there before, to be honest, it was really trying to interfere with the businessmen when they are bringing in their goods. Soldiers could collect a lot of money from them on the way and extort a lot of money from them. And this later on results to higher prices in the market, and which the citizens down here suffer the consequence, and yet of something that they don't know anything about.
Jamie Severino is the State Minister of Local Government and Law Enforcement. He says the state instructed the head of the Joint Security Force to dismantle all the illegal checkpoints and roadblocks in the state. He says there were 34 checkpoints from Tapari to Kubribo in the state, but only 10 will be maintained.
I'm following up with the commissioners. They're telling me most of the illegal checkpoints are being removed out. But again, some of our traders are complaining that there are still some checkpoints on the roads, and it's good that they're giving us the information. They will try to cross-check again with the commissioners whether those checkpoints are still existing or not, because we just need the checkpoints at the border of each county or the state. There should be no any checkpoints or any other street.
Major General James Akech is Western Equatorial State Army Division 6 commander in Maridi. He says the illegal checkpoints were removed except for one in Kubribo, where the IO forces are.
We sent Brigade 18 to move that area. Start from Maridi, you go to Parasila, you go to Barun, you go to Langwa, Karika, Katovi, Mundri, there's no checkpoint. And that report, yes, we need that report. Somebody still could his own roadblock after when we move it, we can be dealing with him.
Last year, Western Equatorial State Governor Alfred Futio directed the commissioners of Greater Mundri counties to remove illegal checkpoints. This was done after travelers raised concerns about dozens of roadblocks on the Juba-Mundri-Yambio Highway that some members of organized forces set up to extort money from drivers. The government last year paid 1 month's salary arrears to civil servants and organized forces after nearly going unpaid for 12 months. For VOA News, I am Matias Samuel Timatio, reporting from Western Equatorial State Capital, Yambio.